Thus ends this emergency session, said Darima.
He pounded the dais with his staff 3 times, then turned to Lando and Jaina.
Thank you for your help. You may go now.
His presence in the Force was resigned and unhappy.
You don't agree with our decision?
Jaina said. Darima gave her a sad look.
It's not that I disagree, Jedi Solo. Actually, I would say, given the circumstances, you rendered a remarkably well-thought-out verdict. The problem is, it doesn't matter. Whatever verdict was reached, it would not have mattered.
What do you mean? Lando asked.
It is too late, Darima said. There are riots occurring all over Clatooine. Huts, even decent shop owners who have lived here for years, are being attacked. We are getting reports of uprisings throughout the galaxy. Lando, my people have been loyal to the treaty for 25,000 years. Many chafe underneath it. And this incident, I do not honestly think that even if the Hutts had intervened in time, had prevented the Starstalker from violating the No Technology Zone entirely, that things would be different. Too many are looking for the slightest excuse to call the treaty null and void, and the Starstalker gave it to them.
What's going to happen now? Jaina asked.
Only the ancestors know,
Darima replied.
We will give them the crew of the Starstalker. The law is clear upon that. Such a blasphemy calls for execution. But that will not be enough. I fear that Clatooine is at the crucial juncture. We are beholding the end of something, and the birth of something new. And I fear it will be birthed in blood.
Such things usually are, Jaina said quietly. I'm sorry we couldn't be of more help.
He smiled gently.
You cared enough to try to find justice. More no one could ask. Believe me when I tell you this has little to do with your decision. But at least we can say that all formalities were observed. Go now, while it's still safe for you to fly.
Go. With a smirking, self-satisfied Leha Fall accompanying them. Jaina was glad that she hadn't eaten any of the little appetizers that had been prepared. She was convinced that if she had, they'd be coming right back up.